Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Oregon Ducks defeat the Washington Huskies 26-14, essentially booking their trip to the college football playoff. There's a lot to get into in this game. The Ducks opened up scoring 3-0 and then did not look behind. I live in the camp of, do I think the Ducks were amazing? No, but they were in control of this game from start to finish, I felt.
Yeah, interestingly enough, they weren't great running the ball.
No. And I think you could see that UW did kind of what we've talked about a lot throughout the year is, are you going to make Dante Moore beat you?
Yeah.
And I think that's what UW did. They sold that out real hard. But if you go back to it, the part about Dante Moore and the offense and what they were successful in is when you look at Malik Benson, Jeremiah McClellan, and Jamari Johnson, okay? Mm-hmm. Basically, your backups had monster games.
Yeah.
Monster games. I mean, Jeremiah McClellan only technically had 3 catches for 78 yards, but the one he almost made off of his helmet was amazing.
Yeah.
I understand why that play is overturned and called incomplete. Look, the ball hit the ground.
Yeah, it did. But a hell of an effort. I mean,
hell of an effort.
Brock Bowers made basically the same catch, except he made it.
Yeah.
It was just like, whoa, we almost had 2 crazy just shoestring catches.
I don't know if I'll ever live in a world where I think you can call a ball a catch if it touches the ground.
That much.
I don't know if I ever live in that world.
Look, it was a hell of an effort.
It was a hell of an effort.
Hell of an effort. I think, more importantly for Oregon, I was on the other side. It was one of the few times this season we saw them defensively be disruptive.
That's what you keep talking about.
Yep.
That's where I was going next. Like, that's what you kept talking about. You've asked Tyson Aldridge, who joins us on Wednesdays, that all the time. That was the big thing for me. There were some really nice sacks. The Nasir Wyatt sack was huge. I thought Tui Oti had an absolute monster of a game.
Yeah, he was
so disruptive.
Living in the backfield.
And the DBs were... As much praise as I want to give the wide receivers for Oregon in this game, I thought the secondary was fantastic. I thought they forced Damon Williams into throws he shouldn't have made and kind of set him up. It's kind of that moment. Did you watch the Seahawk game this weekend?
Bits and pieces.
There's I can never remember his name. Brosmer?
Yeah.
The backup from Minnesota. When he's getting tackled and he sidearms that ball, before he let go of it, I was like, don't do that, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Pick 6. And Damon had, his interceptions were like that. He cocked back to throw the football, and I was like,
sometimes you just gotta eat it.
I don't know if that's a good idea. Interception.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right. That is probably the takeaway. I think if you're Dan Lanning and Tosh LePoy, that you are very, very happy with, that your defense did step up and made game-changing plays. Not just preventative, but tackles for losses, sacks, mm-hmm. interceptions, etc. I thought that was extremely well done by Oregon.
Yeah, no, the rivalry weekend, most of the matchups, I think, lived up to it. I mean, USC, UCLA, Texas A&M, Oregon, Washington.
Alabama, Auburn.
All these games were basically played within 2 scores.
Georgia Tech was okay.
Yeah.
That was okay in the end. I never really thought Tech had a chance, but they tried to make it a game.
Yeah. And
Gunnar Stockton tried to give it away.
The opportunities in rivalry games, I think that you had chances for every team. Now, Washington, it's a fourth quarter touchdown that, whatever you want to call it. But, these games all ended up within 2 scores. And I think you're going to get that in rivalry games, no matter where teams are at, good, bad, or otherwise. And the teams that needed to handle business, with the exception of A&M, handled business.
Yeah, and from an Oregon perspective, look, Bryce Betcher, Dylan Thienemann, who else? Brandon Finney Jr., I thought those guys all had great games, whether they were in pass protection or Betcher and Thieneman coming up the gut and kind of trying to stop UW from doing anything. Look, they played the game that you just said UW played. They said, we're going to make Damon Williams beat us, mm-hmm. and he couldn't. But when I see When I see Boston on UW, that guy's a day one-er.
Yeah.
That guy's an absolute beast. But they were able to stop Coleman. You know, Coleman couldn't do anything. The Muhammad kid was nice.
Yeah,
though.
No, he was able to run the football. Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty impressive. Look, it's an Oregon game where I think, and to your point in rivalry games, just get out with a W.
Yep.
And it's kind of one of those, you don't always have to play your best game. And I don't think Oregon was bad by any means. Credit to, I was talking with Brand Man because I always ask him on Mondays, is there anything you saw that I didn't see on TV? Because you can get a different perspective. And one of his big things was he was just really happy that Will Stein continued with the run game.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't working.
Yeah.
I thought Dante had some really nice design runs,
mm-hmm.
Which is cool to see. It makes that offense a little more dynamic. But you just keep pounding the rock. And if Noah Whittington or De'Aaron Hill breaks one, you might break the defense. Yep. And that ends the game.
I mean, that's, you know, that's how you handle rivalries.
I saw this last week. When we were at the USC game,
mm-hmm.
when Malik Benson ran a kickback, I was like, boy, that boy's fast. You know, you see it in real life, but it's always hard to tell. Compare real life to TV, especially like I'm sitting in an end zone. And when you see an end zone, a guy's running at you, it's kind of hard to see how fast they are on TV. Dude, when Dante Moore hit Malik Benson on that slant route and he took off, goodness gracious, he was fast. And to think that that's your number three wide receiver, and he's that fast. Again, just impressed with Dante Moore. There are a couple throws he probably would wish he had back, but nothing too detrimental. I'll tell you what, I don't know if you were watching with volume on it, but Gary Danielson, that guy loves himself some Dante Moore.
Yeah, well, I mean.
It is wild.
Just channeling the inner you.
Yeah, I guess so. He's just like, that's a great NFL throw right there. He just continues to impress me.
All right. Sorry for anybody that can hear it in my voice. I can stop freaking out now. They found my dog.
Yay! So, welcome back to the program.
Oh, buddy. Yeah, that was not fun.
Should we restart this? Yeah. Would you like me to restart this?
My heart was absolutely racing because I love my dog and I live out, you know, quasi country. There's a lot of space it should get lost in. I was not doing well.
1024 here, Portland Sports Leader.
Yeah, there we go.
Forget it.
I can insert myself back in this, man.
It's time for the firm.
Whew, I was not doing well.
All right. Okay. It's all right.
Sorry, guys.
Oregon defeats the Washington Huskies 26-14. I felt this game was pretty in hand by Oregon.
Yeah.
Not the sexiest win, but in control the majority of the game.
Win in advance. That's what rivalry week's all about.
I think so as well. I think, you know, there's still some things that need to get cleaned up. There's some penalties, again, that I don't love. Some false starts, things like that, that I know Dan Lanning is going to be really, really kind of in on. But
here's the interesting thing about Oregon. Do you think they've played their best game this year? Like, is there a game you point at, like, that was against, you know, a good opponent? So UW, USC, Iowa.
It's tough.
Penn State to an extent.
It's tough because I think now that we know what records are and mm-hmm. how good teams are, I think we might be undervaluing the Northwestern win a little bit.
Okay, that's fair.
I think they looked really, really good against Northwestern. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to count Montana State, Oklahoma State, or Oregon State. I'm not counting any of those, and I don't mean to like pick on the Minnesotas and Wisconsins of the world.
Isn't a shot at Oregon in their schedule.
No.
It's like, have we seen them play their – like, every game leaves us going –
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Every game, I see what you're saying there. I will counter with Oregon finds ways to win in different ways against different teams.
It matters.
And that is something that's impressive. If you missed this morning on Dirt and Sprague, Bill Orem was on, and he kind of talked about that as well, about how there's pluses and minuses to that. Mm-hmm. You can look at it in a way of, they're not playing their best football, or you look at it in the half full sense of they can beat anybody on any day, depending on no matter what the style is.
Yeah.
I tend to live in that world. Because even though a lot of these big games that Oregon has played have been close, Oregon, to me, has still looked the better team in all those games. Some of them closer than others. I thought Oregon was very clearly the better team against UW. I thought by an okay margin, they were the better team against USC. Iowa's maybe the closest game. They were not the better team against Indiana. They were the better team against Penn State. And so I was talking with Luke Anderson about his Seahawks with this as well. Look, Sam Darnold didn't play well this weekend. Seahawks won 26-0 or whatever that score is. Because sometimes if you don't play well and still win a football game, I live in a world where that's impressive to me.
Yeah, I mean, Indiana had that game against Penn State where they didn't play well, but that was their scare of the season. I mean, what they did to Purdue, good God, that was a snuff film.
I think for me where a little bit of the pucker factor came in was when you felt like Oregon had really kind of controlled that whole first half, and they gave up the late touchdown. Mm-hmm. And going into the half, instead of 13-0, it's 13-7, and that went, wow. You know, it felt like they controlled that whole first half, and now we're within a score.
Husky fan chiming in. Washington and Oregon weren't too far apart on Saturday. There were three big plays that ultimately swung things. First was the horrible pick that Williams threw into double coverage in the end zone. Cost them points. Second, the phantom pass interference call gave Oregon a new set of downs, led to a field goal. Third, blown coverage on a long touchdown pass to Benson. Not saying Oregon wasn't the better team, but the gap is certainly a lot less than it was last year. I agree that the gap is a lot less than it was last year, but I think UW kind of got served. And if we even want to say by a team that wasn't playing their best, well, that makes it, in my opinion, look worse.
Do you want to talk about a single phantom pass interference call? Did we watch the rest of the game?
Yes, I would agree. I would agree. And, I'll give it up to the Muhammad kid for running the football. I didn't think they'd be able to do that, but they made that offense look really bad. Damon Williams is young, and it shows.
Williams is one of those guys. He's not quite boom or bust, but he veers more towards that because when he's exciting and he's the playmaker and he's the kind of the Kyler Murray-esque quarterback because he's smaller and he dances around and he can make things happen with his feet, extending plays. When you force him to kind of stand in the pocket and make plays, that's when he can kind of be contained. Mm-hmm. And I thought Oregon did a really, really, really good job of that. And like when you get him a little bit rattled, that's when, like you said, he's kind of prone to those mistakes. And, mm-hmm. and for Oregon, we're kind of what Orem said about the, you know, and where you land on it, the more that glass half full. I think I kind of split the difference. It's just glass.
It's a little playing with fire, but I'm also impressed.
Yeah, it certainly is because they are kind of chameleon-esque in that they can change. They're a really good running team. This is maybe one of their worst running efforts of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But they were, you know, Dante showed up in a way that maybe he hasn't when he hasn't had that. So, if you're looking at the glass half full part of it, and the flip side of that is the running game wasn't as prolific as it has been, either in chunk plays. I think, what did they have, 2 carries over 10 yards?
I think so.
Beyond that, for the first time really all season, that defense was disruptive. Mm-hmm. And it bailed them out, but it didn't say, Dante, go win us the game. You know what I mean?
Right, but I also think, and that could be some of, too, and I don't know if there's a bigger critique of Will Stein at this station than myself. That could be a little on Will Stein.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you love how committed he was to the run, or do you want to see him say, screw this, let's open it up and air it out? Or do you like playing conservative?
If I'm Oregon,
because a lot of Dante's good, great throws were in the right moment on the right call and not forcing it, what the defense was giving you and when you needed those first downs.
When I look at that, I look at it and kind of go, for my bias, you know, USC handles UCLA 29-10. And yeah, Mayava
Cougs handle Oregon State.
There you go. Mayava throws the ball 29 times, which, you know, that's fine. But they ran the ball 26 times for 5 yards a carry. It was very much a let's, you know, hand off right, hand off left. Let's get out of here. I think they're, I mean, did you see what Indiana did at Purdue? Mendoza threw the ball 15 times and checked out.
Didn't need to.
They ran the ball, was it like 47 times? Something like that. It was just like Hemby just ran all over. Like, look at all the teams this weekend in their rivalry games. The ones that took care of business. What did they do? In rivalry games, things get a little meaty, things get a little chunky, and you go, I'm not going to give you an opportunity to make a play.
Right.
I'm going to control the game. I'm going to run the ball and stop us.
And make plays when you need to.
Yeah. And
don't,
I think
don't turn the ball over.
All the teams that won in those rivalry games, again, with the exception of A&M over over Texas, what was the story? Is you just kind of go through it. It's just, you know, Marcel Reed, two picks.
Damon Williams, two picks.
It's just, you know, I mean, it wasn't like Arch was, you know, on fire for Texas, but Texas ran the ball 35 times. Mm-hmm. So don't you limit mistakes. You take care of business. You know what a rivalry game is, and you get out with a win. And if you're Oregon, with A&M falling out, who slides into four?
It could easily be them. I think if you're Oregon too, you're rooting for, I mean, are you rooting for Georgia? So then Georgia cements that 3 or 2 seed, and the loser of the Big Ten title goes to 3 or 4, and then you are 4 or 3?
I mean, well, again, the conference title games aren't supposed to matter.
They aren't supposed to matter, but so, they will in seeding. They will in seeding.
We'll see where they end up with it. But if you're Oregon, though, if you don't play in the conference title game and you somehow finish fourth and you get a first-round bye, you won't play for a month.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.